Here at the Chamber of Commerce, we depend heavily upon our volunteers to help us with almost everything we do. Like other nonprofit organizations, we couldn't survive without our volunteers. In fact, the outstanding reputation this chamber has developed statewide is in large partly due to our strong base of volunteers. The purpose of the Volunteer of the Year Award is to recognize an individual who has gone above and beyond the call of duty in volunteer service to the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and throughout his or her enthusiasm and dedication has set an example for other chamber volunteers. The names of previous recipients of this award are presented in tonight's program. I would like to ask any of our previous Volunteers of the Year honorees who are with us this evening to please stand so we may recognize you. This year's recipient was born and raised in Hallettsville, Texas. He has an Associate of Arts degree from Brent Blinn College, a Bachelor of Science degree from Sam Houston State University, and a Master's in Public Service and Administration from the Bush School of Government and Public Service from Texas A&M University. He arrived in our community in 1979 to begin working as a recruiting officer in the patrol section of the College Station Police Department. During his career, he received a number of promotions and was promoted to lieutenant in January of 1995 and served in a number of divisions until his retirement in April of 2009 after 28 years as a Texas Peace Officer. He has been a member of the Leadership Brazos Alumni Association since his graduation from the Chamber's Leadership Brazos Program in 1997. He has served as Activities Chairman, Chairman and Chair-Elect, Chairman and immediate past chair of the organization. This past year, he proved to be one of the most effective chairmen as he was able to increase membership, improve attendance, and revise the program's policies and procedures. His service to the chamber has also included actively serving in the chamber's Legislative Affairs Committee, Transportation Committee, Legislative Action Plan Subcommittee, as a member of the delegation that presented our Legislative Action Plan to our elected officials in Washington, D.C. He has served as an active volunteer for a number of years on the Chamber's Lobster Fest, Golf Classic, Ladies Night, Youth Career Fair, Water Cooler 5K Fun Run, and our local candidates forum. His service to this community does not end with his service to the Chamber. For years, he has had a passion for the work of Special Olympics. He has served as an organizer of the Law Enforcement Torch Run, volunteered at the Tip a Cop fundraiser, the Area 6 Spring Games, and the Fall Classic State Games. He has also been involved for many years with the Brazos Valley Food Bank and currently serves as a member of the Board of Directors and as Vice President-elect. He has volunteered for a number of years on the Feast for Caring and the KBTX Food for Families Food Drive. Other organizations that have benefited from his service include the United Way of Brazos Valley, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, College Station ISD, and the Edelweiss Estates Homeowners Association. He also serves as an alternate member of the Zoning Board of the Adjustments for the City of College Station and also volunteers as the Volunteer Coordinator Assistant for the College Station Police Department. He has received numerous awards for his service, including a Jefferson Award in 2010, College Station Police Department Outstanding Service Award in 1992, 2002, and 2005, College Station Police Department Outstanding Unit Award in 2004, 2005, and 2008, Special Olympics Texas Outstanding Service from a Civic Leader Award in 2003, and the Leadership Brazos Alumni Award, Outstanding Alumni Award in 2010. He and his lovely wife, Stephanie, have been married for 7 years, and his parents, Jim and Lois, have lived in College Station since 1984. It is my pleasure to present the 2014 Volunteer of the Year Award to a man who exemplifies the true meaning of volunteer service, Mr. Scott Simpson.